talking working from home now, right? Because as we all know, COVID-19 and lockdowns are wreaking havoc on our lives, particularly our working lives, right? Most of us have either been forced into working from home or even out of work for some of us, which working from home presents its own set of unique challenges. And from new grads to senior managers, everyone's having to adjust how they work, right? And this morning we have Martin Cregan joining us. Now, Martin is the managing director at Citrix, and they're a software as a service company specializing in secure remote technologies and helping people to work effectively and efficiently remotely. Now, Martin's joining us to discuss his experience working from home and the tips and tricks he might have that might help the rest of us. I think it's something we could all use a little help with. Martin, good morning. How are you?
Good, Willie. Thank you for having me.
First of all, how many are working from home at your place?
Well, on a daily average, normally around six. And sometimes when my son partners over seven.
Oh, my.
So
yeah.
So that makes it interesting.
Yeah, your Wi-Fi is definitely getting hit.
It is getting hit. And then, of course, when we have the Wi-Fi go down, it's like a catastrophe. It feels like we live in a third world country.
And does everyone just run to you as like the expert in the house?
They do. All I hear is mostly, Dad, the Wi-Fi's down. And I'm not a Wi-Fi technician, but, you know, I do know where the router and modem is in the house. I just go restart it, and we're normally good again.
Oh, my goodness. So what has your working from home challenges been? Because I imagine in your level of role, you also have quite a big team, right?
I do have a big team. I have over a couple of hundred dispersed amongst Australia and New Zealand. It's been difficult. It's been a challenge because I'm also the type of person that likes, you know, that interactivity between people, that human element. I'm very big on building company culture, and to do that remotely or virtually has been a challenge. So it's been an interesting time.
Oh yes, how have you been building like company culture remotely? Like what have you been doing?
Well, it's interesting. First and foremost, I think flexibility is key. I think I had so many staff members come and talk to me about the initial stages of the lockdowns that we've been in. And, you know, in New South Wales, we've been in various stages of lockdown now over the last 2 years almost, but over the last year and a half, definitely, and specifically over the last 2 months. And the reason why I say flexibility is key is I had staff members coming to me saying, I'm not coping well. I'm having a really hard time mentally. And as we start diving into it, we're finding out that, you know, these staff members have kids at home, schooling from home, as you just asked me, Willie, multiple people working from home in a close environment. And what they weren't doing is they weren't taking breaks. They weren't, you know, spending that little bit of me time, going for a walk. They are also trying to stick to a 9-to-5 schedule, which in this crazy world of a pandemic just really doesn't work. If you have homeschooling kids and you have partners or spouses working at home and other family members at working at home, and I have two kids doing university at home, you need to take a break and you need to be flexible. So I find, you know, clearing your mind, practicing mindfulness. So I'm very, very big on practicing mindfulness. I think that's very important. You know, at least 2 minutes of, you know, deep breathing or maybe taking a walk for that 5 minutes, 10 minutes, just to clear your mind, just getting out in the backyard. I think those things are really important in regards to just your own mental state as we go through the working day. But I think realizing that there is flexibility through the day, that you don't have to do everything in that 9-to-5 schedule, that you can have those breaks during the day, and your work day looks different as you work at home and compared to when you worked in the office. So that's one thing I think folks should focus on. And then to your point about building company culture, the things that we used to do in the office, we try to do over video. So we have, you know, we have Friday afternoon drinks. I have a segment called Munch with Martin where I get six people who, you know, we send them out Uber Eats vouchers and we have lunch together or we have a coffee together and they just tell me what's on their mind or they give me feedback on things that we could be doing better, especially in this virtual world. And what we try to do is have fun. We're doing, in fact, this afternoon at 3:30, we're doing an online trivia for the entire company across Australia, New Zealand with, you know, with some drinks, etc.
Oh, my God. Okay, you know, like, how are the logistics of that? Because that's like hundreds of people, isn't it?
It is. But the good news is that's why I have a marketing team. So, and actually, it's a very important point. So as much as we'll continue to focus on marketing programs for external, i.e. our customers and our partners, we are also now using our marketing team to focus, to focus on internal events for our own team members to make sure that we are connecting with one another. And most importantly, Willie, to make sure that we're still having fun.
Yes. Oh, my God, Martin, you make that's such a great point, right? Because also the kind of the war for talent that you hear employers talking about now in terms of, you know, keeping your the team that you do have happy and engaged and involved in the company, flipping your marketing team to working and kind of, you know, engaging internally. That's a really, really fantastic initiative. I used to work in HR, so Martin, I could talk to you all morning. But thank you so much for your time. You're also Cassidy, our producer's dad. So I'm picturing Cassidy doing her university study and the internet going down and Cassidy going, Dad!
She's definitely one of the first out the door screaming when it goes down. There's no doubt.
Cassidy, busted. Hey, yeah. Martin, thank you so much for your time this morning. Good luck, and I hope you win trivia this afternoon.
I hope I win too. It's a good prize. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Martin. Bye.